Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sean Worthington, professor at the Computer Science Department of Butte College in Northern California, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currencies, and we're talking about his cloud coin. Cloudcoin.global, is that right?
That's right.
And the technology that he created that is the platform on which his currency, his cryptocurrency sits and is delivered and stored and all that stuff, all you do with currencies. And I want to talk about the difference between your technology and the future of your technology and the application of your technology and blockchain, which is the currency, the technology of Bitcoin. So, Sean, I'm saying that within a year, it's possible Bitcoin will go away forever. I don't think it will, but it's possible it could. But the underlying technology of blockchain won't. I mean, a blockchain won't. Mm-hmm. And so I believe mm-hmm. that blockchain will wind up being the big dog, so to speak. It will become prominent in the marketplace as a way of delivering digital trust. And it'll pull a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin back into the marketplace by using it as a payment method for executing a contract. So, for example, if I write a song and you buy it from me, then you and I enter into this little blockchain transaction where I buy the music. So I deliver you the music. You buy it, I'm saying. I deliver you the music. You deliver me back a payment in the form of Bitcoin, and all that's done over mm-hmm. blockchain. So my question to you is, will your technology, could it stand alone? Will it become the technology of your cloud coin as well as for other applications?
Well, we use a technology called the RADA, and the RADA is different than the blockchain. It's RAIDA.
Okay.
Stands for the Redundant Array of Independent Detection Agents. And it is different in that it does not require you to record any transactions. And so the big difference between the blockchain and the RADA is that the blockchain is going to record everything, and that's very desirable sometimes, where the RADA will not record anything. And that's also desirable sometimes when you want privacy.
Right.
So if you want, generally, the blockchains are public, and everybody can look at them, and everybody can analyze
now, there is,
things.
There is a way of having – you can have confidentiality with blockchain.
Sure. You got something called pseudo-anonymousness, and that's because instead of putting your name on the blockchain, you put your account number.
Right. That way I can verify that if you and I are doing business, I can verify that you actually do have the goods. You own the real estate or the car or have the money. I can do that without actually knowing mm-hmm. who you are.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
But sometimes people don't want their transactions recorded.
Right. Right.
So, for example, whenever you get a $10 bill or a $100 bill, you're not really concerned about everybody that's ever transacted with it or where it's been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not want your wife to know that you went to Walmart to buy some shoes instead of Macy's like she wanted you to.
Mm-hmm.
And so with something like the RADA, it does not track all of the history. It just tells if it's real or not.
Ah.
So you get this element of privacy, which allows you to buy, sell things without anybody knowing. With the blockchain, it's potential, like right now in Venezuela, the Venezuelan government has created their own blockchain national currency, and they're putting everybody's accounts on that blockchain.
Ah.
The government knows exactly
your activity
and how much money they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And they can also automatically tax you and redistribute wealth. So there's a potential for blockchain socialism
right.
if it's used in the wrong way.
And, of course, we're both sitting here in 2018 talking about nascent technologies. Who knows what either one of them will look like 10 years from now, right? I mean, with the multiple generations. But do you envision a time in the future where we'll use blockchain and your cloud encryption capability where your cloud-based system, where we'll use those interchangeably, and or maybe I'll use one for this application, I'll use another one for another application?
I certainly think so. And digital currency is going to become more popular, and people are going to have different desires and wants. Right now, CloudCoin just got accepted on the BitShares exchange. And so
congratulations.
You know, very soon, you're going to be able to, well, thank you. We're going to be able to exchange CloudCoin for Bitcoin, or even gold and silver,
mm-hmm.
and or at least a currency that's based on gold and silver, and also for fiat currencies. So it's going to be pretty easy to trade back and forth between these currencies, and people are going to have a choice, and there's going to be some that are more popular. I think you're right about Bitcoin not being around because it's so expensive in terms of electricity and storage.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to ask you. I want to ask you another difference. One of the things that people don't realize is mining – and it's and confirming and everything the network, the distributed network of ledgers that are out there, the miners, the nodes, in order to do all of these Bitcoin transactions or any other transactions over blockchain, it takes a lot of electricity, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Does yours take that much less? Is yours that much more efficient?
Yeah, we're about 10,000 times more efficient.
Wow.
We just don't need that.
Now that's a big deal right there. We're going to talk some more about this, folks, with Sean Worthington after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.